you can, he can play anywhere. He can play center, left wing, right wing, but he's a little frustrated because he wasn't seem to get in the puck much in the center, but that's part of it. You got to go back, get involved defensively, get the puck, and then come up the ice with it and play a little more give and go hockey. So yeah, we got to get Blake skating a little bit more, but he's got to continue to work hard without it to get it back, and he'll be fine.
Based on how Bowling Green attacked our power play, will we make any changes in how we do it?
Oh yeah, no question. You're always tweaking it every weekend, and like I said, they had the number one PK unit in the country coming in. I think they'd only given up 5 goals in all their games against power play goals, so which is incredible. So no, but we got to continue to tweak it. You can see some things that we weren't very good at, and it's frustrating, but offense is that creative part of your being, and if you don't have that, if you're tired or whatever, that goes away, and then you become, you know, very systematic, and we have a system, but then you got to freelance off that.
Will there be any red shirts with any of the freshmen on the roster, Coach?
Well, there could be, and that's one of the things we're really going through right now, because if we play anybody right now, that even if they, let's say they only get 2 games the rest of the year, then they're done. That's a whole year of eligibility. So we're trying to do what's right for the team, but more importantly, and I think we're trying to do what's best for these players too. So we're talking about Evan Anderson, Mason Blacklock, Devin Carroll, you know, some guys who are eligible, you know, right now, we haven't played, and we got to be real careful going forward what we do with them.
Coach says, I've been wondering this since the Alaska series back in the beginning of November. During the Michigan series here in Houghton, Tech had 4 power play goals in that Saturday game. On the power play, Tech was constantly moving and rotating the guys and were able to capitalize often. It was exciting to watch the constant movement to get that shot. I've not seen that with the Huskies. It sounds like it's pretty much the same idea here.
Yeah, same idea, but yeah. They're right. You know, and we've watched that tape. We've watched that tape from those games. It's interesting, though, because I just got an email from a coach last night, and they're playing Wisconsin, and he goes, wow, I was just watching your power play. Great, what do you say? Great adjustment using them back in the net in there with all the room, mm-hmm. You know. So which I thought was good. So you're always trying to, you know, it's a little bit of what you're doing, but it's a little bit of how teams are killing your power play too. But there's no question. So we go back, and you know, last year I went back and watched all our power play goals just to see what we're doing, how we're scoring them, who's scoring them, where we're getting them from, and so we do that all the time because we're always that's part of coaching. You just can't like. Coach Berenson taught me a long time ago, if it's not working, you have to change it. You just can't keep doing the same thing game after game. So I appreciate that comment, but it's a great observation.
Isn't technology wonderful, Coach? You were just talking about you had a chance to go back and watch all the power play goals from last year.
Sure.
Where 23 years ago, were you able to do that in just one sitting without digging and 20, digging? And
maybe
digging?
23, but not like you can now. And, you know, you're always picking up different ideas. That's why I watch a lot of NHL games or pro games and see what other teams are doing. And but you have to know your personnel. You have to know your strengths and weaknesses on your team, and you have to design a power play around what they can do. You can't just say, well, here's my system, and, you know, try and plug guys into that. And, you know, if you have the guys, great. But if you don't, you can't. You have to adjust. And it's continually adjusting because people know what you're doing on the power play, and they you know, they watch it too. So it's a little game of cat and mouse.
No, but I mean, the availability of the goals. I mean, just to be able to watch them. You know, in a bank of X's and O's clips.
And sometimes you go, boy, I wish we had that guy back. But you can't do that. So it's like I said, it's continuing, and it always will right to the last game.
Here's your next question, Coach. Can you comment on the progress of the freshmen so far?
I guess I could. I think I'm overall pleased. I mean, Dylan Stamen has been excellent for us. I mean, takes a lot of face-offs, plays against other teams' top lines. I think Alex Gillies has been a little inconsistent, but we think he's got a bright future. Joel Lesbrance has made great strides from the first half of the year to the second half. Even though his numbers don't show it, I think he's a little frustrated by his goal scoring, but, you know, he's doing a lot of good things and is going to be pretty good. Mark Ock has come, you know, made tremendous strides from where he was. Didn't play much in the first half to now, you know, he's in the lineup most nights. So we didn't play him Saturday. Just basically we're trying to keep everybody involved and, you know, keep at least a group of 7 defensemen there. We're playing a lot right now. So who else do we have? Mason Blacklock, he made tremendous strides from day one. Now we're, you know, we're just whether we're going to play him or redshirt him. And same with Evan Anderson. Evan Anderson, pretty well, his first half was wiped out by injuries and mono, and he's finally got the okay to play now. But again, you know, do we that we put him in, and he's looked good. So I like the freshman class overall. I'm probably missing somebody there. Well, Matt Roy's played, you know, you sort of forget about Matt because he's just so steady and just plays so well. He's like plus 17 or 18 for a freshman defenseman, which is incredible. So, you know, and Devin Carroll's looked really good in practice. He's got a bright future here.
All right. Let's see what else we have for questions. I thought we had a couple more. Yep, we do have another one here. The question is, can you ask Mel if he's ever seen a scenario like the end of the Anchorage-Fairbanks game on Friday night where Fairbanks took 64 minutes in penalties in the last minute 30 of the game, including four game misconducts and one DQ, and Anchorage wasn't assessed a single penalty?
Yeah, not quite like that. I watched that, though. I watched it, and it wasn't as bad as you might think when you look at it. There was one real bad hit from behind, and he did get DQ'd. That was the DQ'd. But when you watch it, it's not maybe as bad as you think. And I think the refs were just trying to, you know, I didn't see the whole game. I didn't watch the whole game. So I think they're just trying to get control of some things.
Another question, Coach. We see a lot of minors and majors called right now in college hockey, but rarely a double minor 4-minute penalty. Why?
Well, that's a good question. I think I can't answer that. You'd have to, I think, ask the referees or, you know, the people who make those calls. I know they can assess double or minors, but they really don't. It seems like it's either a minor or a major, and that's a good question. I think any, you know, hit from behind or head contact is pretty much obviously a major. And then the double minors, you know, they just don't
the definition
sense the call.
Of a
yeah.
double minor is kind of,
yeah,
it's sort gray of
a,
area.
You probably can get rid of it, actually, in the rule book, in my opinion.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I know you can't say a whole lot about it, but I thought Blake Pietilus' hit looked really clean on Saturday night.
Well, good hard hit. There was a similar hit to Tyler Hanen, and it hurt him, put him out on Friday night. Almost the exact same hit. When you watch Blake's hit, you can see he's going after the guy, and then he stops skating. So then he's coasting for a while, and it's just a strong hit, what I would call a strong hit. It's not from behind, it's from the side, and you know, you might be able to call it boarding, I think maybe, which they did, or charging. But when you watch it, it's just it's a hard hit. But not unlike what Tyler Hanen got hit on Friday night. So.
Okay, yeah, that was a tough one.
But I'm not a referee, so.
No, I know. All right, Coach, well, game's coming up this weekend. Big promotion with Nucor as the seventh man T-shirts again, which is a great promotion. We kind of did something similar for the Michigan series.
Yeah, we got a big promotion. Obviously, the Nucor is going to sponsor T-shirts again. They did last year, I believe it was last year or the year before. Great company. Really want to, you know, get involved with the hockey. So they're sponsoring a seventh man T-shirt. So the second edition this year of one. We're going to have a live remote on Wednesday, noon to 1 o'clock at Wadsworth Hall. So anybody, if you want to come out there and have a good lunch, come on into Wadsworth Hall.
You spent a lot of time in Wads
as a student, No, I did not. I was over on the other side. But it's a great event. So it's just a, you know, way to rally the troops. And I really appreciate Nucor stepping forward like they have in the past to help promote the hockey and Michigan Tech Athletics. So thank you very much to Nucor. And we're looking forward to it. There'll be raffles. I know University Images is giving away gift cards.
Yes.
Obviously, there'll be some T-shirts given away that day as well as obviously at the game and on Friday. So a lot of good things going on. We'll have some of our players there, and there'll be other things that we raffle off. So that's noon to 1 o'clock this Wednesday at Wadsworth. I'll be down there for a while, and we'll have a number of our players come on in and you know, give a little bit of assessment of where we're at and talk about the weekend. So I'm really excited. You know, another important two games, and Nucor is helping to promote this and helping us to get some energy and some people in the building.
Yep. So we can't wait to see all the students down there. And again, they're going to have the availability to buy tickets down there too. If some of the students want to make sure they get a specific seat for the game, it's just $5 for those tickets, and we'll also be giving away some tickets too, so it'll be a lot of fun, and can't wait.
Well, I can't wait. You know, we look forward to it. You know, great crowd on Saturday night, and you know, we got to send these people away with some wins. So that's the plan. But you know, the turnout's been fantastic, and I really want to thank the local community and all the support of our hockey program. And we're bringing a recruit in tomorrow, and he's so excited, and he's followed you know, the crowds and where we are in national attendance and how many people actually come to how many seats we have, and he's excited to get in here. But that's important. It really shows you know, young men and young recruits that the community's behind us, and the hockey program is coming back.
Thanks for all your questions. Thanks to Coach Pearson. We'll talk to you soon.
Broadcasting from WKMJ FM Hancock, South Range to Jacobsville to Twin Lakes. This is Mix 93.